Well, there's many ways you can get rich. As I said, a very popular one today is you can marry somebody for their money. Money is a factor in relationships.
How you go from wifey material to materialistic wifey? See, I'm in the kicking flows. You in the spending niggas dough. But it's cool, cause I knew that before I pursued ya. I admit I get bipolar. And take the card back and you get Winona. Pay for your own shit, baby, why don't ya? The independent shit, I ain't trying to listen. Unless we finna try positions. Well, in that case, you define as vixen. She give good brain, but her mind is missing. She likes to get it if the price is expensive. She only pays attention when I'm spending. Dreaming of a wedding, but you gotta get real. Before we used to date, you used to pay. But now I can't believe that I used to say.
You wanna tear the ball up? Whoa, huh? What was that? Hell no.
Gonna take your ass to Raw
Series right now, fella.
Yo, how you gon' wipe me material to materialistic? Baby, don't get the gang twisted. I used to split it and hit it, your ass is thick. But keep acting up and I'm about to quit. Bye. She said I'm shining on these diamonds, girl. How about no, you can take your pearl. Here we go, I'm a miracle king.
She don't want my last name, she gassed off the fame. Make a nigga wanna hop back in the fast lane. So watch me sing up to the left. You can try to kiss my money, hope you run out of breath. We used to be mutual, till you knew I had to sign a prenuptial.
Hello, hello. It's your girl, Miss Sarah Irene. On Hip Hop's Love Letter, we got these two boys, very important boys in the building, Internal Records. Anyway, so they basically wanted to get on the show and say what's up and do their thing. Say what's up, you guys. Don't be shy. I feel it. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I'm trying to figure out this mic situation. Can you guys speak into the mic a little more? Can you hear?
Yeah, yeah. I can hear myself.
Can you hear yourself? Okay. I can't hear you either. That's not good. Oh, I know why. Okay. All right. Say what's up again.
What's good?
Okay. Hey, we got it. All right. See, okay. This is what happens to college kids, right? They come into the station and they forget what they learned last semester, and then they come back from winter break. That's no excuse. I should have known that.
Too much.
Not even. Be cool. Anyway, so tell everybody who's listening out there, what song did we just listen to? What song was that just playing?
We just heard a song called Wifey Material by me, Yafiet, and my good friend Kilo. And okay. The song is actually produced by me, and I came first, and then he rapped second. And basically, the song's about, you know, like how women they claim to be independent, but we soon find out that most of them aren't. So, like, you know, the hook goes, you could be wifey material, right? And we say, how you go from wifey material to materialistic wifey. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
ooh, yeah, I feel it. Man, you females are slipping. I'm not one of them. I know that's for sure.
Oh, okay, that's so sad.
Anyway, so tell everybody out there who's listening, how long have you guys been doing this? Like, what's going on with that?
We've been making music, like, for a couple years now. We just... Starterly, like, we've known each other for years, but we've just recently, like, for the past year, come together, and,
let me get on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, basically, I met Yafiyet through, our partner Pills, and, when he linked us up together, this man had beats, and this man had spits, and I had spits, so we hopped on it together. Ever since, I don't know, like, a year or two, it's been a wrap.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to get it popping the legit way.
Hey, don't get it twisted. We from the Bay, but we're not hyphy artists, you feel me?
I mean, we hyphy. Hyphy's a culture. It's a movement, but we don't make go dumb slaps. We keep that real. We keep it soulful.
Hip-hop.
Real music, good music. You know what I'm talking about? A message. I mean, don't get me wrong. It ain't got to be positive 100% of the time, but... You just gotta make sure you make an effort. Don't just get on the track and say whatever and just give the fans something they could take in and use.
Something they could relate to.
Yeah, something they could relate to and something they can actually use.
Right.
It's life music.
Okay. You guys make me smile over here. So what song we want to play next? So we get more...
Wifey Material was a track on me and Kilo's album that's coming up, and we're working on it. But that one's on. The next track that I want to play is called Another Day at the Shop featuring Kilo. And
produced by Yafiyet.
Produced by myself. And just play it.
What track number was that?
Oh, that's two. It's in order.
Okay, track two? Okay. Yes, all right, sir. So we're going to play that. We'll be right back, and then we'll keep on talking with these boys.
Tap.
All right.
I know life's obstacles get tossed and chewed, but stick to your cool self like a popsicle. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. I know life's obstacles get tossed and chewed, but stick to your cool self like a popsicle. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. Life's hard, but life sounds nice when it ain't behind bars. Ice and nice cars. I pray to my God, like, why you make life hard? He said, live by this, by far. They like, don't grab what you can't handle. You don't wanna fuck up with this crowd staring at you. I know that's true, cause real talk, there's more eyes in here than Apple. Got a pack of Snapples for the facts you need. Cause the way you act is weak, and you whack MCs. I mean, crap MCs is lame. Y'all need to extract from the game like sap from trees, and that indeed can become tragedy. Y'all see a blue, black, and three. Is that SP? The getaway while K tags the street. Another day as we relax and cheat. I know life's obstacles get tossed and chewed, but stick to your cool self like a popsicle. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. I know life's obstacles get tossed and chewed, but stick to your cool self like a popsicle. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. Another day at the shop, shop, shop. Customers wanna fuck with us, but the hustlers see that they mad, but they love the stuff. You dumb jerk, the customer comes first.
Comes first.
Be cool before the problem becomes worse. You don't wanna get hired, fired, and retire in the same week, nigga, that's weak. You should really admire the fire of a fighter, nigga, that's me.
That's me.
I remember last week, I was with Shad B and a nigga asked me. He was like, Stro dude, what up with produce? The fans like, man, it feel like old news. It ain't get pushed back, nigga, I chose to take my time in the things I produce. Big mama told me that as I ate soul food. If this is how it's not, then how am I supposed to,
I know
nigga. Life's obstacles get tossed and chewed, but stick to your cool self like a popsicle. Another day at the
shop, shop, shop.
Another day at the
shop, shop, shop.
I know life's obstacles get tossed and chewed, but stick to your cool self like a popsicle. Another day at the
shop, shop, shop.
Another day at the
shop, shop, shop.
Blood on my apron from wrecking these MCs. Full of shit, but they lyrically empty. They envy what they see on TV. Just pretending, so they mind is not free. Step your toes outside the box. You conform into the norm, and it's sorry to watch another nigga on the block, block, block. Serving fiends, cooking rocks, rocks, rocks. Another day, another dollar. Type similes.
right there. So, where you guys from?
We from Alameda, California.
We from Alameda, man.
The island of the bay.
The island in the 510.
Oh. You feel me? That's how we do it.
Hey, I mean, Alameda don't get its shine because it's just, you feel me, the suburb of the town, but... Yeah, I'm not ashamed where I'm from, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's where we grew up. That's what we put in on for, you feel me? Yeah.
Man, if it wasn't for Alameda, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
I'd probably be locked up.
You feel me?
So, wait, how old are you guys exactly?
I'm 20 years old.
I'm Dev. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's my birthday in 2 weeks. Let's get I'm about to be Dev 1. It's cracking.
21. What are you about to do for your birthday?
Well, to tell you the truth, not much, because the next day I'm finna head out to LA with my mom.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna postpone my birthday for a little bit, you feel me?
Well, you gotta do at least something little on the actual day, right?
I don't know, because I gotta catch a 5 in the morning flight.
No excuses.
Man, you only turned 21 once, man. You better do it live, even if it's on the plane.
Hey, man.
Real talk. Thanks from the stewardess, man.
Real talk, I was hungover on my birthday.
Yeah.
On my birthday, I was hungover. So, I mean, you gotta do something.
Hey, man, I'm trying to remember my birthday. I'll get on, but I don't even remember my 20th birthday. So, I'll get on, but I'm gonna remember it this time. You feel me?
Alright then, man. Okay, so going back to that track, what track was that we just played?
That was Another Day at the Shop featuring Kilo by myself, Yafiet.
Okay, so I noticed you guys both have both of yourselves on the track, but do you guys more normally just you two, or how's that work?
Yeah, we have like internal records is more like internal family, because we have like a lot of people that's like involved with this, and like the members in the group is me, my friend Kilo, my man Science, my man Shad B, Linus, and we got another producer named Chill Will.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been working all together?
We've all been doing this for about 2-3 years now. I started it like in three years ago, and then my friends, like all the people that are in it are my friends. Like I haven't messed with anybody outside of it. Like I've known these people for a long time before we've actually engaged in like doing something, like being productive.
Okay, and then so like if someone who's listening out there who has never heard of you guys before, like how can they like get your music? How can they listen to you guys?
The way everybody gets it, MySpace.
Basically, if you want to see some of my tracks, I got some on my MySpace. It's myspace.com/LittleDaryl. That was my rap name, but that's LIDLDARRYL. Feel me?
Yeah. Or you can just go on myspace.com/internalrecords, and it's spelled how it sounds. So you feel me?
Yeah. All right. So I'll make sure to put a link out on the podcast that I'm about to, you know, sure. Edit in broadcast to the world. Anyway, I wanted to ask you guys, what kind of artists have inspired you to do the music you guys are doing today?
Oh, dang, the list is so long.
You want to go first, bud?
I'll go first. Common, Jay-Z, Talib, Dilla, Kanye, anybody that's like before 2004 has basically inspired me. And before the White Tee song came out, anybody before that but inspired me. Yeah.
But you got a White Tee on right now.
I know, but see, my White Tee's dirty. You know? I'm anti White
Tee. Barbecue sauce, all that stuff.
Okay.
I'm comfortable in here.
But yeah, I'm going to keep it lit. I like to consider myself a hip hop artist, but I've been up on real hip hop game since I'm started messing with Yafiet. Yeah, you feel me? So my main influences off top, I could say Pac. That's my main influence, Pac. Mm-hmm. I get my emotions from him. I like to say my flow inspired by cats like The Jack. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I get my wittiness from cats like Jay. You feel me?
Yeah.
Jay's an influence on me. Yeah. And I don't know, OD40. What can I say? I'm from the Bay, so.
We just basically, like, we bring in old school hip hop. We're, like, mixing old school hip hop with Bay Area, like, more so, like, swag than, like, content. Cause, and everything in between that, we're just trying to, be, like, the neutral one that everybody likes. You know what I'm talking about? We have a little bit of everything to offer.
Yeah, I feel you on that. You know, you were saying about the whole, like, the Bay Area scene before, so, like, before we played the Slash track, you were talking about how you guys aren't really hyphy, but I'm kind of confused because you said, like, oh, we're about the culture or whatnot, but how do you guys feel the whole hyphy movement has progressed? Because I usually ask this question, like, with everybody, but how do you feel like it's progressed? Like, do you think it's going, like, in a positive way? Do you think it's the way that it should be going? Or?
Hey, let me take this. To tell you the truth, I have to admit, I've actually made some tracks that you would consider hyphy. Like, I made a track called Bacon. You know, the hood goes, we gonna get it popped until it smell like bacon. You feel me? I mean, I talk about the sideshows. I feel, but I mean, to me, music, it's a business. Yeah. So I'm trying to branch out to people who buy my CD. They want to hear what's going on in their area. Yeah. You feel me?
Okay.
But I just make some party songs to capture those people. But I focus my lyrics on real stuff. You feel me? All that life stuff that Yafia be talking about. But like he said, everything. But
yeah, like, I don't know, like, the Bay. I love the Bay scene and everything. Like, it's growing. A couple years ago, it was just all I heard on the radio was, like, backpack songs, like SpongeBob backpack songs. But it's getting better. Like, they're like, everybody's trying now. I can see that everybody's trying more now and making, like, good songs. And, like, the samples are cool and everything. Like, I'm feeling the beats and everything. Like, because my friends in the room, they put me on all the Bay Area music. God. Yeah. And then it's getting better. I hope we're the ones that make it legit soon.
And to keep it lit part two. I mean, I'm not hating on hyphy. But to tell you the truth, I mean, big ups to people like Traxxamillion. You know, the production is raw. But just to me personally, I feel like kids need something that they need to learn from besides just going dumb. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a hyphy track, but I can't listen to a whole 12 CDs of you feel me?
Car knocking. Like, I could be doing my home. I could be studying. I ain't trying to be my headphones battling. I'm trying to concentrate.
I feel it. No, real talk. That's how, like, that's why I always ask this question because, you know, on Hip Hop's Love Letter, we like to keep it real chill. You know, we like to have something so that people, like students and other people, could just vibe to, you know? Because I know, like, a lot of the time when you listen to the radio, like, you know, the commercial radio, you hear the same song 5 times every hour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if you guys are doing something that will make people, like, want to listen to you guys, then more power to you, you know? Like, that's what's up. Like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I want to
for sure
say that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So anyways, what song do we want to play next for the people out there? You want to play?
I basically, showing my killer in the building.
Why you got that swagger, though? You're talking
that
real nice.
On. He put that Barry white on.
Basically,
talk to all the females out there.
Hello. real talk. It's your man Marquillo. This next track is called Life and Death. Mm-hmm. And the story behind this song is some real psh, you feel me? You feel me? Now, it's some real life stuff. Basically, about a year ago, I got in this near fatal, should have been fatal car accident, where basically, sum it all up, I was in the hospital for like a damn near month, like 3 weeks. Like, couldn't move, bud. But I don't know, but you just gotta appreciate life. Every day you wake up, thank God, bud, on everything. That's how I really feel. And that's this event is what inspired me to do music. You feel me? I should have died, but man, real talk, when I regained consciousness, I could have sworn God told me, he's like, Daryl, bud, you gotta make music before you go out on everything. So go run the track. It's called Life and Death. Catch the video on my MySpace.
All right, so we'll tell the people the link later on. We'll make sure people... I actually watched that video. I think it was actually really well done. But we'll talk about that when we get back. All right, so he's gonna play that, and we'll be right back.
Internal.
You're listening to Hip Hop Love Letter. Internal Records is in the building. Yeah. Call if you guys want to talk to them. 415-338-1532.
That threw me out my bowels in the 80s. Had they fingers on the trigger, them niggas was real shady. But I'm a real man, tell my, I ain't no baby, living legit. So I don't be in sticky situations. Still the same, can't no fairy place me. I'm working so hard, feeling like the money chased me. Tell mama that her sub be rising like the sun. Tell daddy I'm finna make a meal before I come home. Came from the grimiest slums, and you still put me through college. And I love you, just wanted you to acknowledge that. Heart of a thug, mind of a scholar. I ain't got that much money, so money ain't a problem. Blood solid, emotions run hollow. Almost RIP, so I'm living for tomorrow. What? Blood solid, emotions run hollow. Almost RIP, so I'm living for tomorrow. Roll the dice in this game called life. Y'all know what's wrong, what's right. Shit, I just live it how I feel. Do what I do to eat a meal. The struggle is what makes you strong. So never give up, just hold on. Bumps in the road be tough, but homies, we gon' see if heaven's where I end up. Life is too short to be living it fast, but I can't stop, won't take my foot off the gas. I go full throttle and smash. I get money, but I don't really care about the cash. Cause when I'm breathing, I hustle to succeed, and y'all hustle for no reason. It's like Taji said, when I'm gone and dead, I wanna eat so much that we all be fed. I'm always on my knees and shit, cause it's hard to carry on, I believe in shit. And I don't care if it's Christ or Allah, but I'ma touch these niggas with my words, dead or alive. My blood's solid, emotions run hollow. Try to be the difference that the youth gon' follow. Almost slept in a pile of dirt, but hold up, man, I'm waking up tomorrow. Roll the dice in this game called life. Y'all know what's wrong, what's right. Shit, I just live it how I feel. Do what I do to eat a meal. The struggle is what makes you strong. So never give up, just hold on. Bumps in the road be tough, but homies, we gon' see if heaven's where I end up. I was coughing up blood at the hospital, feeling life was impossible. I should've cried myself to sleep, but fuck it, I'm a beast, so I overcame that shit like an obstacle. You can't judge me, even if I'm sinful. It ain't where you from, it's what you been through. That's why I tip my hat to the gangsters. If I grew up around suckers, then I probably would've made it. Get faded cause it eased the pain. My heart's so cold that it frees the rain. They didn't think I'd breathe again, but I told like Ripley's, believe in me. Aiming for the top while I'm still on earth. Look up in the sky when I'm below the dirt. When I leave this, keep me in your speakers. I'ma be chillin' with Jesus.
You see you. You see you.
Roll the dice in this game called life. Y'all know what's wrong, what's right. What's right. I just live it how I feel. What's right. Tell me how you feel. What's wrong, what's right. Blood solid, emotions run hollow. Coughing up blood at the hospital. Heart of a thug, mind of a scholar. We gon' see if heaven's where I end up.
All right, we're back on Hip Hop's Love Letter. We got Internal Records up in the building. Oh, that's what's up. Anyways, so yeah, so what song did we just play again? So all of those. Oh wait, time out. If you guys are just tuning in, we got Internal Records here in the building. We just played this song. It's called
Life and Death.
Life and Death,
produced by Yafiette, by Makila.
Okay, and basically you were telling people before that, you know, you got in a car accident before, and so the music video that was shot is on your MySpace page, right?
Right.
Okay, and so for those people just tuning in, what's your MySpace page so they could check it out?
It's www.myspace.com/LIDLBARRYL.
All right.
Little Daryl.
And you were saying that, like, you, like, flew out the car or something? Like, basically?
All right, basically, I can't even sum it up because I went through hella stuff in that moment. Like, the car flipped. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, please wear your seatbelts on everything.
Look at our ticket.
And don't drink and drive.
Basically.
You didn't hear that from me. But yeah, basically, the car swerved, all that stuff, and it flipped. And I wasn't wearing my seatbelt like a dummy. And I went through a closed window. And I guess my partner's in the car said that after I got thrown out the window, the car hit a pole. And the pole landed on me after I got thrown out the damn car.
Oh.
So that's what messed up my collarbone. I showed you the scar earlier.
Yeah.
So that's where I got that scar from. And to tell you the truth, I can't tell you what really happened because I was unconscious during most of it.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Kanye, I feel you, but you don't feel me, Kanye.
I was just telling these boys right before we got back from the break that this joint reminds me of the whole Through the Wire Kanye West track.
All right.
And I mean, it's a different, like, not exactly the same, but I mean he had the whole teeth problem.
Yeah.
His whole jaw, you know, but...
All right.
He had to spit through the wire, literally. But man, that's what's up. I mean, that's real cool that you know, you have a different outlook on life after, you know, that accident.
Definitely.
Cause yeah, I mean, like a year ago I was in an accident too, but I mean I had more like of a walking problem too, like
in a whip.
I was in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got hit, T-boned, so that was all bad. I had my feet on the dashboard. And then the airbags went off, so my feet, my legs just went like straight back, like they stretched all the way back. So yeah, I mean, like, just think about like stretching your legs really far back, trying to touch your like shoulders and shit. That's basically what happened to
me. You got me going through it here.
Yeah,
are you okay?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm standing here. I know what you're talking about. It feels real blessed to be, you know, alive after, you know, going through something so traumatic. So that's what's up. I really you know.
I mean, if you get a second chance at life, you gotta go hard. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But that's how I see it.
That's what's up. Yeah. So you guys want to say anything else? What's up?
It's on you, bruh.
Man, I are by far. You know how we do it.
I mean, you got a whole crew in here. Like, what do you want to say to the whole fam?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give a shout out to Internal Films. Okay, we got a little. Yeah, well, we don't just make music. We film too.
Clothing,
we do everything.
Burrito shops,
art. We do it all. And we about to do the rest. Whatever we don't do, we finna do.
Shouts to my internal branch, Out of Pocket. You feel me? Y'all know who you are. Hey, you know who you are. You feel me? Internal in the building, though.
Yeah. You guys are too cool. I want to do like a little freestyle, but we're gonna get to that in about a couple minutes or so. But we'll keep on playing some more tracks so that more people can get a little more taste of your music and see what's up with that.
What's
so
up?
It's cracking.
What track you guys want to play right now?
Number four, right?
What's four?
Four is a Different World.
Yeah, it's a song called Different World. Produced by me again, and
produced by me.
Yeah,
every song.
Yeah, it's me. My man Kilo and my another one of us, Science. He's an internal too. So.
Okay. What was his name?
Science.
Science? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's his song about? The next song?
It's called Different World. I'm just in a different world. Like, people don't understand me. I do me. And people just can't understand that. Like, I don't even feel like I'm a human. That's what we're on a whole different level. Like, we're aliens.
I mean, Sarah, we got a Frisco State. You feel me?
Yeah.
So we see some unique people. If you feel me?
I understand that completely.
So I mean, do you?
Yeah.
Do what you like. You feel me?
Yeah.
Eat what you like. All that stuff, man. Just be you.
Right.
Okay. Because hold on, I just started thinking about Sobe water because, you know, Sobe yourself. Sorry, I'm not hype. Anyways. All right, so we'll go ahead and play that track, and we'll be right back. So you listen to Hip Hop's Love Letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call in if you want. I mean, yeah, call in. 415-338-51532. It's your girl, Sarah Reen, and Internal Records in the building.
Yeah.
Taste the soup. He says, there's something wrong with the soup. Is the soup too hot? He says, will you taste the soup? It's wrong. Is the soup too cold? Will you just taste the soup? All right, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha. Aha. What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Find it forever, but there's no finding me. How could you rhyme if I'm hidden inside the beat? I love how my life is brief, and plus the lines I speak uncut like a Siamese. Dumb fucks keep trying me when I'm high as can be. It feels like I'm in my own planet. No atlas, no gases, so my attitude gasless. I say what and play how I wanna. You niggas ain't blaze marijuana. In the sauna all day, coming out the cage weighing lighter than your lighter. Floating in the clouds, blowing up a pound. The sun's going down and my shit's landing. Sober and I can't crash on my folks. I might as well head back to the drone and start tacking with homes. I'm gone. I'm going to a pretty place to burn a pound or more. I'll be back in an hour or so. Cause I'll be on my own shit, own shit.
My nigga, pass the smoke so we can laugh and joke.
Cause I'll be on my own shit, own shit.
My past is gone and my past is known.
You know Daryl in a different world.
Got our own slang, cause we do our own thing. Everybody try to degrade our woman. Seems I'm the only one who thinks they human. What if Earth was Venus? Would we still call them bitches? Or would they call us a penis? It's a man's world, if you white and see. You can hate my like MySpace dreams. I go 18, do my bait thing. Kick a polo, I don't need a regime. Yo, little DB in a different world. A trendsetter like that nigga girl. Heart from the Bay, but my head's from Brooklyn. Say shoot, now I got you looking. Name ain't Nazir, but my flow's been sticking. Uh-oh, hear them arrows, boy, I'm booking.
Cause I be on my own shit, own shit.
My nigga, pass the smoke so we can laugh and joke.
Cause I be on my own shit, own shit.
My past is gone and my past is known.
You know Daryl in a different world. You know homes in a different world. You know heaven a different world.
Mapping a gallon to get it cracking, but your phone won't work. Need your phone on Earth. Be out of pocket, out of purse. Say goodbye to your surf life. Peace. We'll be gone till November, but at least we leave you songs to remember. So early in the journey, it'll feel like forever. Two stars rock a charge, trying to start the adventure. So let me know what you're talking today. I'm Dwayne, tomorrow I'm Ron Johnson. Cause I'll be in a different world. You commercial, I'm universal. Light years away, breaking Earth's curfews. NASA's fast, I'm always on time. I'm sea high and it's Babylon 5. The Alameda astronaut has just arrived.
Cause I be on my own shit, own shit.
My nigga, pass the smoke so we can laugh and joke.
Cause I be on my own shit, own shit.
My past is gone and my past is known.
You know Daryl in a different world. You know homes in a different world.
Me thinking I'm crazy. Well, maybe that could be true if I stood here and said I was no different than you. But that's dirt, yay. Grab the broom, flow, get hot like soup when I got the spoon. Lost in my world, your mind is too soon. Look, there goes signs, he just passed the moon. Still see the fumes, I'ma chase the sky's fish room so I can watch the track come alive. So just relax as you watch the clock lap and board this shuttle that don't come back. Halfway, if I'm lucky, it'll run out of gas. So on the way home, I got something to talk about and laugh. Addicted to the game, chasing different girls. Style is ET, it's from a different world.
Cause I be on my own shit, own shit.
My nigga, pass the smoke so we can laugh it down.
Cause I be on my own shit, own shit.
My past is gone, my past is gone. They call it food, but it's more like a piece for thought. It's why I spit things
forgiven cause they eat a lot. Anything after the 16th bar, a sentence, y'all too full for. So I'ma call these seconds, bring a plate up, nigga get your weight up. We in a day where money is what a man's made of. I make up a plan when a man tries to take the riches that I should've admitted into the bank, bruh. Life in the city's like a strike to the kidney. Fan first, but you might have to piss out blood. Trust is love and it got me reckless. Cause life's a bitch and death is a French kiss. Fuck hell, cause they injected themselves. Arrested and sentenced to jail. Then ejected through bail. And you don't have to have sex to catch the gay cancer. But once they catch it, all they want is straight answers.
Life in the city is not very pretty. Life in the city is not very pretty. Life in the city is not very pretty. Life in the city is not very pretty.
Born in the town and raised on an island and moved to the city where the weather ain't as pretty and the grit is a glamour. Niggas up from the 50s till they buck with the hammers and I'm talking about the 50s. Gangsters with the badges, gangsters with bandanas. Strangers represent international class. Diversity is a beautiful thing. But not when everybody only love their own thing. Colorblind, color scene is the brain. Rain's slowing down, baby, and I'm up for dinner.
The struggles of the inner city seem shitty, but sounds plenty to a nigga who grew up without any. I'm trying to maintain in the city of strange games, where your ranks determined by how low your chain hangs. Yo, my area's known for its area code 911. Maybe tonight we'll run, the blue and whites might come, and the night is young. But to overcome the power, we must unite as one. And why you wanna harass me for?
I don't know.
Is it cause you want me to keep your backseat warm of your cop car and the thing? This the type of protection my government tax me for. We ain't gotta get smarter, we the smarter. It's when we try to hit them with it, society dodges it. Yo, it's hard to get out the city when there's nothing outside and the inside's out to get me. Yo, the city.
All right, so we're back on Hip Hop's Love Letter. It's your girl, Miss Sarah Irene. We got Internal Records up in the building.
She
the whole Internal Fam, actually. Yeah. I think I just like a part of Internal Fam now, officially.
Yeah,
yeah, you are. You are.
You in there?
Yeah,
you in there? I seen you with your rosary today too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I gotta represent. What's up? What's up, Jesus? Jesus Christ? What's up? He's my homie. You feel me? I got the whole. Got the wrist thing too.
Hey bro, you in the dome. You in the dome.
Anyways, I got my partners up here, just chilling, and I don't know, you guys ready for that freestyle or what's up?
Man, what's good?
What's good?
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
Man, we freestyle over my beats. Come on, let's go.
Okay, you
let's
wanna do
right
it
now.
Under your beats? Which one? What number is your beat?
This one right here.
Right here? Yeah. Okay, so go ahead.
It's Kila, yeah, ay. There ain't no I in team, but I throw my finger in the air. This is INT. Kicking it with Sarah Irene. We come through like mother Visine. Cause we on one. And I don't know, the song ain't done. Let me come back later.
Let me come back later and get my paper. I ain't a hater, but I'll see you later. And I get my now and laters, cause the flow ain't sweet. And you know I do me, and I do it clean, so I don't need soap. And I know you hope that I won't float when you sink me. And I know that I keep thinking about the stuff that I wanna do when I'm writing. No, I'm never writing, cause if I'm writing, y'all dudes keep biting. I keep on doing it, I keep on flowing it, you keep on going in. I'm like, oh no, I can't be going in, cause y'all dudes is too embarrassing. I keep stressing him like, step up your game and step up your name, and you'll step up your rank and keep talking that good stuff, and I'm the one to thank. And you can't even stink like me, cause I'm the smelliest. I come through and I tell y'all the really is on hilarious.
That's me. Alright, hold up, man. Check. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I do it for the green, and I mean the earth. You could call me Travis, cause my dream won't get deferred. Yeah. Call me a raisin in the sun. I got flows, not guns. Yeah. It's Ye and Kilo. I come through, not spripping about cocaine. We spit that propane, and cause we dope, man. Yeah, we dope, man. And I came up in the 510, sipping on hand. Catch me again.
It's on you, sir.
Hi.
What?
It's on you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit it.
We're all ears. We're all ears.
Okay. Okay. Let's go. I gotta get into it.
Yeah,
got my heart pumping over here. I'm hella nervous.
It's all you.
I wish I was dope as Queen Latifah, but you could call me Queen Sarita. If you want a battle, I'll bet you I'll beat ya. I'll put that on Cita.
Yeah.
I'm a young senorita.
Hey. You know how MC Sarah does.
Hey, it's over. Hey, it's over for the game.
Shoot.
That's what's up. Hey, round of applause for Sarah.
Be cool. I'll keep you guys out. I'm joking. Yeah. Go, keep going. You guys go. Y'all ready?
Hey, where Sales at? You gonna hit it?
Sales, you wanna? What? Yeah, come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
You got a beat on here?
Yeah.
Sales in the building.
Let me get this situated. I'm Marcel, by the way. Part of Eternal Fam.
Yeah.
Let me find a beat. Yo, 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 yo. It's me and Yav, and we've been doing it since the Av. The Av is BV's 400 block. That's Alameda. And I blow.
You already
I blow
know.
Trucks. I blow trucks. I can't say that because I'm at a schoolhouse where niggas pull out.
No, they
don't. And I pull
out
in a 740 like SB. Niggas can't see me. And I'm
in the 740, bro.
Yeah, I folded a little bit, but whatever. give the mic back to Kilo.
Wow. Give the mic back to me. I'm an athlete on the mic. I'm just running the track. People ain't loving me, and I ain't loving them back. They ain't running with me, and I ain't running them laps. They ain't messing with me. They rapping with me. It's IR, the family, attacking the beat. You can't mess with me. I'm the stressing G, the MC who comes through, confuse the flow. Can't you see? I come through. It's your boy Kilo and who? Sarah. And my brother keep filming, and I keep killing the track. I'm spitting and ripping the wax. You can't see me when I'm enlightening it. I'm writing it, fighting it. You girls keep liking it. The way I like how I spit. I like how I dip and I move and I rip everything
yo,
that I grew.
I seen Christ like Pontius. I don't go dumb, bro. I go conscious. And I'm gone off of ganjas. That's marijuana. I do what I say when the fuck when I wanna. I like with curse, so run that back. I'm sorry, sir. Please don't get me off the track. Yeah, but...
And that. Please don't get mad. And please don't hesitate to welcome us back just because he cussed on the track. We just trying to keep it cool so you can invite us back in a week or two. And we can rip it again and rip with our friends and make it a trend. And everybody want to hop in like Sarah did. And the rest can hop in a little bit.
Nah, never that.
Yeah, bro.
we just having fun out here, man.
Yeah. That's what hip hop is, just having fun. Even if you just make an ass out of yourself. That's pretty much the beauty of it. You and your friends can just get together and just have a good time. Make a whole big thing out of nothing.
Man, half the time I'm just being stupid anyways. So.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Hey, you got flows though.
Yeah, bro.
I have written down.
Oh, you got a laptop full of written time.
Yeah.
Your documents is just stuff.
You know, it's just that I don't think the game's ready yet, you know? I'm joking.
Oh, man.
Got my B-girl pose on right now.
Oh, actually, I was I started a track before I came to your show today.
Oh, yeah?
And I put it on CD what I've recorded so far, so if you wanted to play that, you can play that if you wanted to.
Okay, it's, is it just the instrumental? Or
nah, it's just I made the beat, and it's just me on the song. It's called Crumbling. It's okay. Basically about people who fold, people who just don't stand up for themselves, and like it's more like a inspirational song. Like, you don't want to be this guy. You want to be that guy, but you're not doing it. You're still that guy. You need to do what you have to do to become this more guy. Than that guy. That guy plus
sip,
more.
You need to sip some courage juice and boost your self-esteem, yeah. Basically, man. Yeah,
okay, so yeah. Like you're saying, like a dude trying to get at a female, or
all of the above, man.
Well, I'll leave it at that. Just listen to the song.
Okay, well, we'll just listen to the song. All
right. Come
Can you go ahead and put that off for us?
Okay, oh, he took off the needle.
All right, so we'll go ahead and we'll play that right now. And yeah, you're listening to Hip Hop's Love Letter with Internal Records and your girl Sarah Irene and about everybody else in Internal Fam and as well as the Woodrow Fam. I got my my roommates in the building.
Woodrow be getting cracking on
this
too.
Woodrow getting cracking.
We can't. In the lab, y'all. We in the
lab. All right.
I know y'all feel that. Right. By the way, this your man Yafiat. Like, I don't understand why niggas be folding. Why they be crumbling nowadays. Yeah.
Why you keep telling me not to follow my dreams, but you gon' see I won't be.
Nah, dog, I won't. In a hole so deep that the whole school knows it. How we go from a shadow in the hall to the main focus. This is the type of attention he was hoping he wouldn't have to cope with. And the culprit of the joking is the bully at the school that they both enrolled in. Keep it rolling, keep it cool. I know you had a hard week at school, but play it off like it ain't a thing to you. It'll work, I promise it. Just gotta have confidence. So we went to the mall to cop his fit. The next day, he a star and shit. He grabbed the hand of a girl he had problems with and said,
I'm down, is yeah. She down? Why you keep telling me not to follow my dreams, but you gon' see I won't be.
Nah, dog, I won't be. Bruh, I won't be. Trust me, I won't be.
I gotta tell you something.
What's good? Why are you looking at me like that? Too hungry or something?
No, baby. My period is 2 weeks late.
Yo, what? Wait. That means...
Yeah.
Ah.
Was rough, no passion, just clap. It didn't even use a rub. I got too juiced, cause I ain't got pearl and musk. 2 weeks later, I'm still in it like, damn, I'm cuffed. But little did I know what I stepped into. Lady hit me with the news, and I'm just stuck. Jaw to the flow, heart beating slow. My whole world got still like when the whole team shooting free throws. How could this shit happen to me, though? I know it happens to people, but I'm not people. I mean, I ain't your ordinary kid. Plus, my life's so fast, they gotta be carried in the wind. But since I'm sick and average, what should I do? We can press erase, but not wait, that ain't cool. It's not like I can't raise no kid. I got another chump change of luck, so I can't get rid of my unborn seed. Daddy'll love ya, daddy'll love ya, daddy'll love ya. To my unborn born seen. Daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. Place nobody above ya. You a piece of me. So daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. You can't depend on me. Cause daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya.
Let's go.
Daddy, I love ya. Mommy gotta put school, work, and friends aside. The only thing on my mind is I gotta provide. I gotta rely on myself and I am a real man. Trust that, no need to cry. So when dust will pop out, I give a fuck what they told you. I'm a G-believe, I'm finna raise me a soldier. Don't test me, get out of line. Cause daddy won't hesitate to test you behind. But don't worry, the last thing you feel is neglected. You ain't no mistake, you just a little unexpected. I'ma give you everything if my daddy did it. Your grandpappy was a square, I'll be the first to admit it. In high school, my daddy didn't let me hoop. How the fuck you gon' score if I don't let you shoot? So I'ma take you under my wing. But when you grow your own, I'ma set you free. Follow your dreams, unborn seed. Daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. To my unborn seed. Daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. Place nobody above ya. You a piece of me. So daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. Daddy, I love ya. You can't depend on me. Cause daddy, I love ya.
Check.
Daddy, I love ya.
Yo.
Daddy, I love ya.
Hey, yo, little D, bruh. During the past week, bruh, I heard some shit that they said too fast for me to keep up. So can you clear up some of the confusion? Cause I heard there's a little Daryl Jr. about to move in. And if it's true, then you better get the moving. Cause building his future is a house. And nigga draw the blueprint. Nigga plan it out, handle it, and have no doubt. If you do good to your seed, then the youth will succeed. Keep it. Be cool with the weekends. You worked hard for that green, now watch him eat it. You'll be fiending for freedom. If you don't believe me, my nigga, you'll see then. So do you know what you about to do?
Yup, I'ma raise me a kid when I be proud of it.
That's what's up. Much love, my nigga. And I hope you show 100 times more when you love your kid. And that's real.
I like that track right there. That's what's up. Because, you know, usually, if you find out, like, your girl's, I mean, she's preggo, homies usually just be like,
I'm out.
Peace out.
I'm out.
Damn.
Yeah, that was actually the first track that me and Yafiyet actually collabed on. But, yeah, man, don't do that Maury stuff, man. If you got a kid, take care of him. Don't do the happy dance and cut out, you feel me?
Yeah.
Don't start gigging when you don't find out you aren't the father. That's just messed up, you feel me?
And the females who've been with so many dudes, they don't know who the father is.
Damn, that's not cool either.
You need to slow it down. Stop bringing your whole neighborhood to Maury.
Anyways, I wanted to thank you guys for coming through to the show. I really appreciate it. I know you guys have been trying to come on for a while. Yeah. You know, I got the whole list. I mean, everyone wants to come into Hip Hop's Love Letter, so you know.
All right.
So I'm just joking.
And we appreciate it on everything. Yeah,
right? Yeah. That was fun too.
I'm really glad you guys came through. I really honestly, like, real talk, I'm glad because I've known you guys for a couple months now, and Internal Fam is for real. What's up, like? They are doing things, so I hope you guys tune into them. You know, check out their MySpace, hit them up, see what's up. I mean,
yeah,
they're on their way.
Yeah, and
we won't be crumbling.
We won't crumble. Man, I don't know. I feel like spinning. You mind if we spit?
Yeah, go ahead. You want to spit? Go ahead. We got about 3 more minutes. So, and all right. Other. Homeboy's actually gonna come on, so you take like a minute or so.
Alright, can you cut the beat? Yeah, alright, this song called Hungry. He goes, I'd rather get the 5-piece from Mickey D's and we grubbing. Now it's time for us to make some McLovin. You super bad, I'm super size. What you gonna do with that to prove tonight that you's the type? Baby, be cool where the music might sue you for the usage rights if you ain't using it right. You need to move like your rent's past due, quit acting brand new. Cause everybody and they mama knows about you. They talking dirty about you and how they made you seem, but you'll get washed. Even if you're way too clean, we floss. It's how the bae do things. Who am I to hate on what you dream? That's why I ain't mad when they brag about cash and the whips they had. I think about what they went through to get to that.
Sad.
Yeah.
Man. What's good? Oh, that's okay. All right. Let me
Let me spell it. All right, God. Growing up, I thought Jesus was white, and I thought that being white was living it right. But then I grew up, I started living my life, got my third eye open, now I'll never be blind, feeling divine, cause I cheated death itself, yeah, and I'm finna prevail right now, it's off top of the dome. Mm-hmm. This is hip hop's love letter, and I'm calling in my throne. This is my new home, I just moved in. All you other whack cats, you about to get the shoe in. Yeah, that's the big ass boot, the big Tim. 5'10", 7.
5'10", and you know we do this. He said we just moved in, so we the new kids on the block. And you can't make it stop because we hot. His name Kilo, and I'm just Yaf. And they ripping it. You know we getting it like 50 Cent. But now I'm talking money wise. Okay. My personality is a funny guy. I like to I don't give you that money rhymes. I just give you all the money time. I mean, time is money. That's what I meant to say. And I'm trying to spend it. Hey, isn't everybody else? That's all I got to say for self.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Internal Records are by far is what we do. Basically, to keep it short. Just hip hop, real music, soulful. Keep it lit and be safe out there.
Hey, shout outs to everybody trying to pursue their dreams, man. I ain't mad at you, man. Marquilo got your back. Chase your dreams, man. Yeah.
All right, then, y'all. Well, thanks again for coming through, and I really greatly appreciate it. So that's what's up. Hip hop's love letter.
Hip hop's love letter.
We're done. We're off tonight. Run DMC. Thanks again for listening. Y'all didn't even know about that. Run DMC. That's my other name.
Yeah.
All right then, y'all. Well, thanks again. Listen in next week, 8:00, 8 to 10, every Wednesday. That's right. All right then, y'all. So have a nice night, and I hope you guys tune in next week.
Yay!
Yeah.
Y'all, there is no greater love. People try all the time trying to break us up. We keep it high up in the sky. Y'all gotta take it up. Take it up. Take it up. Take it up. Fucking up my mental when I think about you. In my room plotting how to start reaching out to you. Cause at first the situation had me deep in doubt. But the beauty evened out the beast and I can't be without. It's by far the most dangerous subject to touch. Yet we acting like it's lush. Yeah, right. Well, lust have you up at 5 writing a text. Trying to get a thought up off of your chest.